from apostolic times, and this is part of the church's teaching, from the first century. That's another name for apostolic times. Confession was made in private to a bishop or a priest from apostolic times. No, there were different forms of confession in the early church. There was, first of all, private, strictly private, confession, absolution, and satisfaction. Another form, private confession and absolution, but public satisfaction. After committing certain sins, the church, now watch this, not everywhere, but in some dioceses, especially in Northern Europe, you could go to confession privately, receive absolution privately. But then, you were told you had to practice your satisfaction or your penance publicly. Like being in the vestibule of the church when the people came to Mass on Sundays. And you would ask each person who came into the church to pray for you. And you might even have to tell the people what sin you are asking penance for. Then, in some dioceses, I repeat, not universally, there was even public confession, public absolution, and public penance or satisfaction. And I should say, the Holy Father, the popes, had never formally approved the obligation of making one's confession publicly. This is not unimportant. In the early church with communication, nowadays, pick up the telephone, call up anywhere in the world. Radio, television, you're in contact with the whole world almost immediately. But then, things could be done in one part of the world that the other part wouldn't even know about. In any case, those are the forms, but the only form that was explicitly and universally approved by the bishops of Rome was Form 1 and Form 2. There could be public satisfaction. Now, where there was public satisfaction, as approved, I repeat, by the Bishop of Rome, you did not have to, the sinner did not have to identify what kind of sin they committed. All that people would know is, my gosh, this man has been now in the vestibule meeting us all year, 52 Sundays in a row. He must have committed some big sin. Needless to say, that was not easy. That was why some people waited. You know that, don't you? Some people waited until their deathbed to be baptized. Because the church's laws were very severe. Because that was risky. You're liable to die before you're baptized. Now, history, the Council of Trent. There really should be four parts out of three. Part three, the Council of Trent. We read, sisters, the 15 definitions made by the Council of Trent as approved by Pope Julius III. And I would single out especially that penance, the sacrament of penance, was eaten by Christ on Easter Sunday night. And sisters, don't look. In whose gospel do we have Jesus instituting the sacrament of penance? In what chapter? How much?
21.
That's, you know, 21 is important, but did somebody say 20?
20.
21 is Peter, remember? Made Pope. That's 21. So that's in the Council of Trent. Again, the Council of Trent defined that confession is of divine origin, that you must confess your sins. How do we know? First of all, the church has always taught it, but even logically, from the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. Remember, Jesus told the apostles, whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you do not forgive, they are not forgiven. How could the apostles or their successors know whose sins to forgive and whose sins not to forgive unless they told their sins, right? Thirdly, the Council of Trent, remember, defined only a bishop or a priest ordained by a bishop can absolve. And among the popular church in the church today, there are priests ordained by bishops who may or may not have valid orders. I remember once . Do the daughters of St. Paul have any communities in India? The daughters of St. Paul, you know, they are in the media, selling books, tapes, and so on. Well, I was then living in New York. I got a call from a young man, and he said, "My friend and I were in the store of the Daughters of St. Paul in New York. And he said, we are both priests. He had our Roman collars on. Mother sisters asked us, Daughters of St. Paul sisters asked us, where are we exercising our priesthood?" So then we told them that we don't have a place to exercise our priesthood. You know, why not? Well, then they began to tell the sisters their story. So the sisters said, you call a father hardened.